This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So remember, we were very environmentally conscious. Well, we were starting to move towards that. So we were looking at more reusable, recyclable. Let's get rid of all these paper products we're using. Actually, we went from plastic straws to paper. But we were trying to reduce our plastics, reduce our paper use, and be very environmentally friendly. I apologize, having a bad, bad hair day because of the humidity. All right. Well, then COVID hit. And we took a 180-degree turn. We went from, rather than here's your menu that we wipe down, you know, at the end of the shift, to here's your disposable menu, it's paper. We're going to spray everything with aerosol disinfectant spray. And who knows what that did to the ozone layer. Guys, idle in your car. You're not allowed to go into the building. You're not allowed to go in. Stay in your car. When my son had surgery, luckily he was a minor at the time, so I got to go in with him. But if your loved one was having surgery, stay outside. You could sit in your car. And if it's hot or cold, you're going to need air or heat. And so we put plastics and plexiglass. And even in the vice presidential debate, they had, I think, a 6-foot-tall piece of plastic, plexiglass or plastic between Pence and Harris. And a fly didn't let that stop it. And then a fly landed on Pence's head. It was actually entertaining. But it was like, come on, guys. What are we doing? I thought we were pro-environment. So throughout this, though, especially before COVID, many medical professionals, especially in Europe, there were studies, and I think nurses were talking about how maybe we need to start ditching the gloves. And not necessarily ditch the gloves altogether, but we're using a lot of gloves. And I remember as a medical student, you know, we were taught, and I agree with this, that you enter a patient's room, put on your mask, put on your glove. If some of us didn't, it was like, you're not going to examine the patient. What if the patient says, well, you look at this for me? Then you have to stop and go get the gloves. So anyway, but it was, and then after you leave, you throw the gloves out. So you could very easily use 100 pairs of gloves going back and forth in and out of the patient. As I said, with the masks, we were taught once you wore it with one patient and you breathed on it and you got your side wet from your respirations, and if they breathed on you, you got to throw that sucker out. So proper mask and glove use meant throwing it out, throwing it out, throwing it out. Well, there's been a push to save the environment to use less gloves. One study said hand washing is the best thing to do, but that makes people very on edge. You know, I don't know if I want to touch somebody's abscess or somebody's methicillin-resistant staph with bare fingers. But there is a growing push to relook at what we're doing in medicine in terms of our non-environmentally friendly products. Dr. Joanne Lowy had done a lecture at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians on this. And it's tricky because, you know, I understand everybody wants to do their part. And a lot of people are torn on, you know, if we couldn't prevent the Grand Canyon, You know, and the Southwest becoming a desert hundreds of years ago, what can we do now? I mean, we can do things to protect the environment, but I get that, you know, there's a lot of political motivation and money now exchanging hands, and it's frustrating people because, you know, we don't want this campaign where then your medical provider isn't doing a pap smear without a glove. I get that. We also went to a lot of things disposable. Now, we used to use stainless steel. We would autoclave. We would clean them, soak them, autoclave. But then there were reports that doctors or staff weren't doing it that well. And we had autoclaves, and we cleaned, and we had a process. But I moved to disposable also, because what if I had a staff person that was half-assed and didn't thoroughly clean something? And I noticed the patients wanted disposable. They wanted a disposable speculum instead of the metal ones. The metal ones are better, to be honest, but, you know, so if people wanted to feel that everything was fresh and clean, and especially after COVID, people want to feel that there's paper on the table and anything that is touching their body has never touched something else. I don't know where that's going to go. Personally, I love the idea of gloving up. I think a barrier, because so many of us get eczema and cracks in our skin that we don't know, and with infectious disease very easily being spread. You know, individuals don't want to know that you went to the bathroom and then you came back, or your hands clean. So I think patients want barriers, and I do support gloves. If they want to make biodegradable gloves, if they want to make a glove that is more environmentally friendly, that's fine. But I want to ditch the gloves. The only problem we have is, or a lot of problems we have is, if they're going to be bringing back the masks and the experts are like, yeah, just put a face covering and not recommending you change it out, that's wrong information. That's misinformation. A mask that is effective is new, fresh, crisp, clean. A mask that has been worn in your pocket, soiled, got wet, that's not a valid mask. That's not a very productive way to prevent the spread of illness. So I don't think you have to panic about medical professionals per se ditching the gloves, but you might start to see some more environmentally changes. I would recommend medical providers, if they do it, so your patient doesn't freak out, maybe put a sign up to let them know, you know, rather than using paper on the table, we are spraying things down. Now, somebody could say, well, the spray is worse on the environment than the paper on the table. I get that. I think we do have to have more data. But, yeah, you are going to see medicine try to roll things back, because we did a complete 180 during COVID to try to protect people or make people think they're protected, and now people want you in a full hazmat suit before you walk in the room. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we really, really appreciate you guys for listening. So let's get to work. So do you guys remember, I think it was last month, there was an op-ed in the Boston Globe that suggested doctors wear body cams. And they felt, as with the argument that has been used for law enforcement, that if there was any bias or discrimination or harassment, it would check before the doctor could do it, and maybe make them less likely to be harassing, racist, discriminatory, reportedly. Or it would capture the act on video so the patient could have an opportunity to complain, and people received that kind of emotionally, that it was not taken well by many. But the author was saying, this was, if I could see, Amanda Joy Calhoun, that black women have been more likely to die in childbirth than white women, regardless of socioeconomic status. Black children were more likely to be physically restrained. Black infants more likely to survive when cared for by black physicians, and that black patients live longer when they have access to black primary doctors. And she had said that she had witnessed racist behaviors towards black patients. And so, you know, if we do move towards a healthcare system where your doctor has a camera, what would that look like? And so I'm of the mindset that there should be absolutely no racism. There should be none of that. I am abhorred to think that anybody would treat another person differently based on their sex, gender, race, creed. That's not how we were trained. Okay, we're humans. We're humans. It's all about helping our fellow humans. We're not supposed to, at the very least, even hesitate based on somebody's political party, race, creed, whatever. So anything like this happening should never happen. But our body cams, the way around it, I say no. I think a doctor wearing a body camera is going to be an absolute disaster. Now, mind you, we already have videotaping. We already have a lot of videotaping going on. When you have your telemedicine consult, it's all on videotape. Now, are you actually undressing for the doctor? Is the doctor examining you? Are they doing well? Many patients are saying, you know what, this is video, so hell no. And we're like, absolutely, gotcha. The only thing is you do need a gynecological exam, or you do need someone to examine your prostate, so please go and see a doctor in person. But most telemedicine video consults are documented. Now, we let the patient know that the consult is going to be recorded, you know, for quality purposes. And so some individuals are like, I'm totally fine with that. Keep it, review it, I'm good. But when you are one-on-one with a medical provider, because you understand, when you're online, you know a hacker could be watching it. You know you don't have privacy. And you are okay with that at the risk of, you know, to the benefit of, I don't have to leave my house. I can do whatever, and I'll swap out that the pros and cons just so I can access somebody at home or at night on video. But when you are going to a doctor in person and you have burning when you pee, and the doctor asks, have you had any recent sexual activity? Okay? And you say yes, and they say, was it protected or unprotected? Well, now you look at the camera. And if you had unprotected sex, not with your spouse, but with somebody else, that's there on camera. Now, I don't think the average family law lawyer can access that. I don't even know where we are with that. But if, you know, there is questions of, you know, who gave who the STD, and then there, you know, are those videos accessible, you know, for criminal prosecution? If you want, that person willingly had an STD, they knew, so they gave it to me, and that, you know, you can lose a lot of your privacy. My worry is you're not going to get the truth. You just won't get the, look, doctor, I really got to talk to you about this. Let's say somebody has gender dysphoria, and they see the medical provider with the camera, and they're like, I don't know if I'm ready for people to know or to talk about it. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just here for my Z-Pak. Now, what if a doctor wants to talk to them about gun safety? You know, you have children, all right? Do you own a gun? Well, rather than telling them, yeah, of course I own a gun, they might look at the camera and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't think I want the government or anybody to know. And again, we don't know who would access You know, you'd think nobody should access these cameras, but how many people say, nope, sorry. How I've always handled it is, I don't care whether you own a gun or not, I'm just going to tell everybody gun safety, so you have it. This way you don't have to feel like you have to disclose it to me, but I go, if you do have a gun, or if any of your family members do, keep in mind, kids, or cleaning lady, or whatever, might think it belongs in another place, or may play with it, or may look at it, or want to look down the barrel. That, you know, and so I just teach everybody so they don't have to feel like they have to disclose something they don't want to disclose. A big thing that I think is a concern with body cameras is if somebody can lose their job due to having a mental health diagnosis, they might not want to seek help for that mental health diagnosis because they feel they could then lose their job. Also, some people lash out. Some people may, you know, be like, oh, I hate this blanket thing, or I hate my spouse, or blah, blah, blah. But, you know, when a physician is talking to you about things, or medical provider, or practitioner, PA, they want you to be open. And you might be having a bad day going, I really flipping can't stand my so-and-so. And another thing that I don't think people are going to be very honest about is we always have to ask about suicidal ideation and homicidal ideation. If we have somebody who's depressed or somebody who is suffering from, you know, some severe challenges with their moods or mental health, we need to know that they're not a threat to themselves or a threat to others. And getting somebody to admit that, you know what, sometimes I feel like I just want to flippin', you know, beat the crap out of them or something else. They're not going to say that. They're videotaped. They're like, no, I'm fine. I love everybody. You know, do you ever feel like your kids just really get on your nerve or you just want to give them a whooping? They're not going to say anything. They're not going to admit it. They're on camera. And I'm not saying doctors are tricking. It's just we want to get a little better idea of what's going on at home. You know, I had one patient. He was a police officer, really, really nice guy. And he said, look, I don't hit the kids. But when my kid spilled something in the car, I just started yelling and I went off. But since I started this one medication, I don't do that. The kid spilled something. I'm like, okay. And I just kind of giggled it off and we made a joke about mom and moved on. Well, thank God he was able to open up about that so we could, you know, because again, you want to know that the relationships with the kids are not going to be anything that could be abusive. The guy was really nice, and like I said, I don't really feel I didn't pick up any of that would be going on. Good guy. But these are the types of things we discuss. I don't care if you're coming in for a sore throat. There might be other issues. You know? So your throat is sore. You don't look like you have strep or COVID. Have you been yelling? Yeah. In fact, I had a big, big fight with my spouse, and I was screaming. Why were you screaming? Well, he was coming towards me. I mean, they could be coming in for a simple sore throat and you're getting other history. I think a camera would preclude that. And then another question we have is, who is watching the video footage? So if your medical provider is wearing it so they can't, you know, also have it to protect themselves from being accused of anything, now your prostate exam or gynecological exam or breast exam is on video. And I think a lot of individuals will say, I'm going to pass. So I don't know if that's the answer. I get there's calls for there to be people having responsibility or being videotaped and all that. But the last thing you want is a very scripted, hi, I'm Dr. Smith. Here's your medicine. Goodbye. Just because they're being videotaped and watched. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Crews in Southern California working to restore power to thousands of customers left in the dark after their encounter with Tropical Storm Hillary. It has since been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden set to visit Hawaii today. They'll meet with first responders and survivors and tour areas impacted by recent wildfires that have killed at least 114 people. The Carter family continuing to spend time side by side with the former president and first lady. Jimmy Carter has been under hospice care at his home in Plains, Georgia, while his wife Rosalyn was recently diagnosed with dementia. A violent weekend in Milwaukee has left 24 people shot. Milwaukee police saying 24 people were shot between late Friday and Sunday night. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So health officials are reporting a positive case of locally acquired malaria. Now, this is in our capital area. We're not talking about Florida now. This is Maryland. The Maryland Department of Health said it confirmed and reported the malaria case. It said that the individual did not recently travel outside of the U.S. to another state, which would mean local mosquitoes could be carrying malaria. Maryland Department of Health Secretary Laura Herrera-Scott said the state hasn't seen a malaria case unrelated to travel in more than 40 years. Now, malaria was once common in the United States, including Maryland, but we have not seen a case that was not related to travel in over 40 years. We still have malaria cases in this country, but it was people who traveled overseas. They say we are taking this very seriously and will work with local and federal health officials to investigate this. According to officials, malaria is a mosquito-borne disease caused by a parasite. 2,000 cases get reported per year in the U.S., but most were from those who traveled. In Maryland, the state usually sees about 200 cases a year, but not ones where I haven't gone anywhere. And you really don't pass malaria to other family members that easily. I don't really think you can. It's usually vectored by mosquitoes giving it to you when they feed. Remember I told you about that suck-blow mechanism where for a mosquito to land on you and you not shoo it away while it's, you know, getting into your blood supply, it injects a local anesthetic that works fairly quickly. And then it'll feed and then leave. Well, to inject a local anesthetic, if it just landed on somebody and then now goes to another person, it very easily can they blow some of that blood from the other person into you when they inject the anesthetic. Symptoms include high fever, chills, body aches, diarrhea, vomiting, and it can happen up to a month after you were bit by a mosquito. So I'm a little nervous because it is mosquito season, and fever, chills, body aches, diarrhea, and vomiting, we're coming into the fall season soon. Oftentimes we see those. So just if you have been bit by a mosquito, you might want to talk to your medical provider, or if you do get sick in the coming days or weeks, ask the provider to maybe check you for malaria as well. The Department of Health states that despite the locally acquired case of malaria, the overall risk of getting the disease through an infected bug bite is still very low, thank God. It's just not something we really want to deal with right now. So, I am blown away by patients who are calling in telemedicine for some issue, but when I ask about their past medical history, they've had a partial colectomy for colon cancer, part of their colon removed, or they had another type of cancer. And I'm like, you're young. I don't say that to them, but I'm seeing more and more younger people. Well, JAMA Network Open published an article saying diagnoses of early onset cancers, including those under 50 years old, have spiked between 2010 and 2019. The fastest growing type of cancer is GI cancer. That rose 14.8%. We've spoken about that, colon cancer, colorectal cancer. But then cancer of the endocrine system, which could include thyroid, could include pancreatic, and breast cancer. Endocrine system cancers rose 8.69%, breast cancer 7.7%. Fox News reports that the GI cancer originates anywhere along the GI tract, so esophagus, small intestine, stomach, pancreas, colon, bile duct, gallbladder, liver, anus, rectum. But they say despite the GI cancer sharp increase, breast cancer still had the highest total number of cases among those 50 and under. So even though the GI cancer rose quicker, breast cancer still had the highest number. Now, the team of researchers was led by National University of Singapore, and they analyzed data from 17 national cancer registries from January 1, 2010 to December 31, 2019. And they said the researchers found that in the study period, the overall incidence of early onset cancers increased. They said the increase of early onset cancers is likely associated with increased incidence of obesity, as well as changes in environmental exposure, smoke, gasoline, sleep patterns, physical activity, microbiota, transient exposure, carcinogenic compounds. Early onset cancers associated with substantial mortality and morbidity. So, you know, I am concerned. Tobacco, obesity, alcohol intake, sedentary lifestyles, not sleeping well. We are around a lot of radiation. I know a lot of people don't want to necessarily talk about that, and that could really frighten us. You know, I'm still freaked out about that science fair project where those high schoolers, and I think Holland, had put a plant at different lengths from their Wi-Fi router, and the plants closer to it died. So I'm a little nervous about, you know, what we're exposed to that we might not know that we're being exposed to. I know LED lights are making people a little nervous, but I do agree that a lot of it is our choices and what we're doing. We have a much more obese population. Now, I barely was home I didn't necessarily need anything more than renting a room whenever I didn't have a roommate for our apartment because I was never home. I worked. I was on campus. I was running around. Now, even in medical school, I worked. You know, so I was rarely home. Now people are home all the time. And I understand the study data set came from 2010 to 2019, but we're driving more, we're using more computers, we're sitting for longer periods of time. Also, our food choices. I drive around the cities, and it's just fast food after fast food after fast food, and it's getting harder to find a grocery store. In fact, a grocery store near us, a couple of them closed down. Now, I can still go to a grocery store. There's still a couple near where I live. But when it's easier to find fast food than a grocery store, and now you have DoorDash and Uber Eats, and you could get whatever. You could even get IHOP, a breakfast delivered to your house. And that's kind of nice. I haven't done that. But that you don't even have to make your own home-cooked breakfast. You could get it from IHOP. And I, by the way, I'm sorry, IHOP, I think I have some of the best tasty pancakes. I'm a big IHOP fan. I never go because I have to watch my weight. But, you know, that... whatever happened to a glass of orange juice, some bran, maybe, you know, glass of milk for calcium or a lean protein? No. So we're really rethinking things. A lot of kids are, you know, maybe grabbing a protein bar or, you know, cereal in a bar. I mean, I ate on the run. I ate fast food too as a kid, but I think there's not as a kid, but as a young adult. But there really is this fascination with fake food. And even though we're cutting back on our sodas and we're cutting back on smoking, we're vaping now. People have no problem putting the chemical into their body. You know, another thing that I think we need to investigate, not that I want to stir up anything, but we've been very, very pro-sunblock, you know, to help protect against skin cancer, which I support. But people tell me they lather themselves up every day. And when you look at the cosmetics we're putting on ourselves, I mean, we're in the shower, we put on, you know, that soap and body lotion or body wash or whatever. Then we're putting on our sunscreen, we're putting on, you know, I have to add my bioidentical hormones just because now, you know, after my hysterectomy, I need hormones. Then I put on my foundation, or I put on my my body foundation before my makeup. And then, I mean, how many chemicals are we exposing ourselves to? And you wonder if that also has something to do with it. The other thing, too, is, you know, going potty used to be a part of life. People hide that. Like, no, it's not a choice. You need to make sure you go potty every day. I don't like the idea of just waiting every 3 days to do that. You really need to be more regular. And you got to eat more fiber. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single, and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a few weeks ago, this made news, and we didn't have a chance to talk about it, but this was interesting. So a woman who was a retired lawyer was getting surgery, and from what we understand, it was either abdominal or gynecological surgery. And she was at a hospital, and I believe this is in the UK, at the Princess Grace Hospital. And they specialize in women's health. Well, when the, I believe the pre-op area was being populated by nurses and individuals, a nurse who was transgender, I guess, walked into the room. Miss Steele for only biological women to give her intimate care. I believe they described the transgender nurse as having, I don't know, blonde hair and, I guess, purple lipstick or whatever. I don't know. I don't really, you know, bother with those. I mean, I don't really care about lipstick color or anything like that. But it was somebody who she felt was obviously not a biological female. And because this was of a sensitive nature, she asked that only biological women be there. And she's, I guess, a retired attorney. The hospital cancels the surgery. She said she then went on to develop an abscess the days after the initial surgery was ditched. Then, when the abscess happened, another rescheduled operation couldn't be completed. So she made her request. This was October 6th after a transgender nurse not involved in her care entered the pre-op exam room. And she thinks she was targeted because of her gender critical views, but this was reported by the Telegraph. She said that the request was basically met with fury. The hospital provides services to the NHS, the National Health System, accused her of discriminating against the nurse. Now, later they did apologize for breaching her privacy and dignity, and I think there was a petition to allow her to have her surgery done in a timely fashion. But this is a tough issue, a very, very tough spot that we're in. We've never really had to deal with this before. This is, but now, because there's many individuals that are looking at things differently in terms of, look, if I don't want to be female, I don't want to be male, why do I have to dress as such, and why can't I, you know, be, you know, who I want to be? But on the flip side, you have patients that are very, concerned about their privacy. And this, you know, you think it's just a topic in school bathrooms and school locker rooms, so it's also involving the OR. I had a surgery that was about to be done, and a couple of the medical students that were older medical students, I used to know all the medical students really, really well, but these were two students who were a little older, and I was like, hey, guys, good. Look, I want you in on the surgery. It just, can you wait until after I'm already draped? Because you're naked? You have catheters put in you? I didn't want my students to see that. And I told the surgeon, I go, I love these guys. They're both male. They could be in on the surgery, but please make sure I'm draped. I do not want to have to teach them having them see me naked. Totally was fine. We were able to, you know, but what happens if you have somebody who you're uncomfortable with who is transgender? Now, a hospital can be sued either way. If a patient says, I don't want that nurse or I don't want that provider, and the hospital allows that their worker to be in a in an area where they're being discriminated against, the hospital can get sued. I think there was a black nurse who a patient said, I don't want her treating my child. My NICU, they had a child, I guess, in the neonatal unit. So they refused to have care performed by an experienced and amazing nurse based on her color, her skin color. And when the hospital removed the nurse to allow the family to have somebody that they were comfortable with, the hospital got in trouble. But the hospital was kind of in a position going, but wait a second, if I force the nurse to be with a racist family, that's putting her at risk also. And I don't know whatever happened with that. What's the answer? You know, I mean, I would say you leave it up to the nurse. Let the nurse decide. But you have to then, as a hospital, document that, you know, you are there to protect them and, you know, whatever they want. If they don't want that family, you know, maybe, you know, if the nurse was like, well, I want the family kicked out of the hospital because I don't want the hospital to be treating people who feel this way, then, again, then the hospital is at this crossroads of, am I going to get sued for kicking a patient out of a hospital, not treating them, or am I going to get sued for keeping them having, you know, so it's not easy. So now, you know, with this, these precedents is starting to be set, transgender nurse walks in, patient's like, this is kind of gynecological or lower abdomen, is it okay, can I just have women in the room? Now, they're being faced with, what do we do? And the interesting thing is I can't tell you how many times, and again, things have changed, where people said, when I was in training, I only want a woman doctor. So I delivered more babies than anybody else in my residency combined because my co-residents were all male. So they said, I don't want a male, I want a female. So people have said that in medicine all the time. I don't want a male, I don't want a female. What's changed is now a transgender female is female. So now in definition, according to hospitals and academia, so what does a hospital do? So that's interesting. So the hospital was basically caught between a rock and a hard place. And I don't know if we're ever going to figure out where to go on this. You know, I think everybody should have personal choice, but I'm also against any sort of racism or discrimination. But we have, you know, it's not an easy world. And I mean, things, you know, would be simple if, I don't know. I don't know where we go with this. But that happened. Apparently she was able to get her surgery. I don't know if there's still any lawsuits going on. But they're going to have to, and I wish I had an answer for this, if, you know, I don't know, all sides agree on something or, but, you know, having, I mean, I'm very comfortable with the transgender community, but I understand there's many individuals who feel that there might be some that are taking advantage of the situation that may not be truly transgender. How do you determine that? What tests do we have? Somebody had suggested we do the erection test, which I disagree with, but they said, you know, if they are in a women's locker room and they get aroused, then they're out of the women's locker room. Cis, trans, doesn't matter. Well, but then what do you do with cis women that might be aroused by other women in a women's locker room? It's not an easy situation. I don't know where we go with this. I really don't. And it's, you know, from a medical and hospital standpoint, you know, the patients have been asking for, well, same thing with male doctors. I'm like, okay, you need to get your prostate checked. And they'll say, send me to a male urologist. Make sure they're male. So we would. I mean, that wasn't at the time considered, you know, people said, I want this, I want that. I've had individuals of different ethnicities say, if they're Vietnamese, I prefer that because they speak Vietnamese. You know, there's cult. So, not sure where this is going. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.